Rates are going up in 32 states by year-end, and GEICO just reported their underwriting earnings dropped 45%. Those two things together should scare you a little. Here's what that actually means on the shop floor. GEICO is bleeding, and when carriers bleed, they don't fix it by cutting executive pay. They fix it by grinding you. Slower authorizations, more pushback on labor rates, supplements that take three calls instead of one, and now add softening used vehicle values on top of that. When wholesale prices drop, carriers start moving that total loss threshold. A car that should be repaired gets totaled. A car that should be totaled ties up your lot for 2 weeks while they argue about it. You're going to feel all of this hit hardest in August and September. That's not a prediction. That's just what happens historically when a big carrier has a bad first half. So get your documentation tight right now. Photos, scan reports, calibration records, everything. Because the guys who survive a claim squeeze are the ones who make it too expensive to fight. Don't give them a reason to stall. One more thing. If you're not charging for ADAS calibrations on every qualifying repair, you're basically volunteering to eat GEICO's losses for them. Don't do that.